علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and this is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi. We are talking about the wise sayings of the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, as compiled in the Nahjul Balagha. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the hadith which has been narrated from him, that he is talking about and about the wonderful creation of the human being. And it tells us of the insight that the Master of the Faithful had about the creation of the human being and the scientific facts which are today being borne out by the discovery and the advancement in science that we have today. So he is quoted as saying, "E'ajabu لهذا الإنسان ينظر بشحم ويتكلم باللحم ويسمع بعزم ويتنفس من خرم." You should be wonder stricken by the fact that about this human being. How wonderful is this man in his creation, that God has created him. He looks, he sees with fat, the eyes, talks with the tongue, which is of flesh, hears with a bone, and breathes through a hole. So here, four facts about the human body are mentioned by the Master of the Faithful. And this shows how much he knew about the creation of the human being. And we shall discuss this in detail in the next segment.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and we are discussing the sayings of Imam Ali. So he's saying, "Ajabu lihaz al-insan." We should be wonder-stricken, we should be surprised at and see how this human being has been created. Many people don't think that the creation of the human being is something carried out by the Supreme Being, Allah Almighty. They think that it is the result of random creation, of random evolution, which has no purpose. There's no purpose in it. And matter, it is pure matter. But coming to the very immaterial construction of the human being, it is so wonderful that it cannot be possible to have been created in a random way, without any purpose, without any plan, without any design. So He says, "Yanzuru bishahmin." The human being sees through the eyes, which are made up of not flesh. It's not flesh or meat. It is a fatty tissue. Today we have discovered the uniqueness of the eyeballs, the eyes, the cornea, the retina, the lens. They are all very precisely created by Allah Almighty, and everything is in a very special, unique way that the eye's functions are carried out in different situations. The light is strong, it is dark, you see that the lens adjusts itself and the muscles surrounding it support it. And these are the tissues that are created by in a very designed manner to carry out these functions. As you are looking, as if you are looking through a telescope or a microscope, in the same way the eyes functions in a very beautiful manner. Previously, people would think that scientists at that time would think that the rays come out of the eyes, but today it has been proven that rays come from outside and they create the image in the retina through the eyeballs, and everything is done in a very exact manner. And you have the blood supply also in a very intricate way. The blood is not flooding the eyeballs. It is providing through very, very, very fine capillaries that carry out this function of supporting this eye and keeping it alive. It's a live tissue. So this is the wonder of this eyes that has been created by Allah Almighty. We shall continue in the next section.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqawi, with the program The Gate of Knowledge. We were discussing the wonderful hadith from Mawla Ali, where he was talking about the wonders of the creation of the human being. And the first part was talking about the eyes and how they function. Yanzuru bishahmin. At that time, when the Master of the Faithful mentioned this, nobody could have maybe understood what he was saying. That there's a fatty tissue through which the eyes are created and made to function as a telescope, as a microscope would work. But it's much more natural. It is much more in a very intricate and very unique way. وَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِلَحْمٍ. The second part is talking about the way he speaks, the tongue. The human being speaks through the tongue. It is made up of flesh, of meat, of proteins. And it is also a wonderful thing that we see that various letters come out of the various parts of the mouth. The tongue is employed. It meets the teeth. It meets the upper palate of the mouth. And also various other organs of the mouth are working together in harmony to create letters and words and sentences. So this is also a very important aspect of the creation of the human being. So we shall continue in the next episode. This is your host saying goodbye to the program of The Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio.
محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه